Here's a thought about rotating batteries. And no, I don't mean batteries that spin around like a merry-go-round. I'm talking about a way to try, at least as best we can, to keep our batteries performing to their best. And my understanding about modern batteries that we use in today's cameras is that they do wear out over time. That's been my experience. You can recharge them a whole bunch of times, and there's lots of theories about how you should charge them and when you should charge them and how long you should charge them. And I'm not a battery expert, so I don't know about that. But one thing I do know from experience, years of experience, is that every time a battery gets recharged, it does incrementally, little bit by little bit, hold less and less power as time goes on until eventually it doesn't hold enough power to work and you toss those batteries into the recycle and have to replace them. And I also know from years of experience that when I'm out there in the field photographing, a dead battery is absolutely the worst thing that can happen relative to doing our work in the field. I used to love my Fuji cameras back in the earliest days of digital photography because I could always go to the store and buy four more AA batteries if I needed them. But the lithium-ion batteries that all of our cameras use this day, you're not likely to find at the local drugstore or the 7-Eleven. So, like most of you, I suspect, I have several backups that I carry with me all the time. But here's the little tip that I want to share with you. Let's say you take the first battery that you have, and you run it down, charge it up, run it down, charge it up, run it down, charge it up. And then eventually out in the field, you run out of charge on battery number one, so you switch to battery number two, and you run it down, charge it up, run it down, charge it up. And you do that with, say, a total of four batteries that you have for your camera. One of the things that will happen if you do that is that battery number three and battery number four will be stronger. They'll hold charge longer. They'll hold more charge than battery number one and two that get recycled over and over and over again. And so the strategy that I use is sort of one of inventory rotation, if you will. When I use battery number one in the field, when I'm done with battery number one, then I move to battery number two. When I'm done with battery number two, I move to battery number three, then on to battery number four, then back to battery number one. By using all of them essentially the same amount and rotating them, the battery strength is evened out amongst the four batteries over time. And so I don't have one battery that will only last a couple of hours and other batteries that will last all day. No, I think the better strategy is for them to wear out pretty evenly, and the way to do that is to rotate them. So I have a little label on all of my batteries, battery number 1, 2, 3, and 4, and when I go to pull the battery out of the camera because it's dead, I never know what battery it is, so I have to look at the label. And if it's battery number 3, then the next battery I grab to use is number 4. If it's battery number 4, the next battery I grab to use is number 1, etc. You rotate round and round, keeps all the batteries wearing out evenly, and you don't end up with any surprises because one battery that gets used over and over and over again tends to have a smaller amount of charge, and therefore it runs out so much faster. That's my strategy. I wish I knew more about batteries. I'm still a little bit fuzzy on the confusing information about should a battery be charged before it's fully discharged, or do you wait until they're fully discharged and then charge them all the way back to 100%? I don't know. There's technology there that's probably beyond my need to even understand. A better strategy is just, like I say, have four batteries, keep them rotating, and I've never run into problems by running out of batteries when I'm out there in the field. And for those of you who are wondering, why four batteries? Because it usually takes me about a battery and a half, or at most two batteries during a day's shooting. And just in case I forget to charge my batteries at night because I'm tired or some other reason, I'm traveling and I can't recharge my batteries or whatever, I like to have four batteries so that I've got at least 2 days worth of shooting without needing to recharge batteries. I've also recently learned that my camera will recharge batteries using a USB cable that I can plug into my truck, so that I can, if I absolutely had to, if I ran out of all four batteries, I could charge one of them while I'm driving to the next location, depending on how long the drive is. Isn't it sort of amazing and a little bit silly that we have to spend this much time dealing with something as simple as battery management? But that's the digital age we live in.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.